This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jennifer and Victoria on the air with the stories that are important and the perspectives that are important. We mean what we say. Yeah.
Okay, you all set?
Yes. I feel so much better.
Yeah.
My Dateline California. Jennifer's in California and knows that yesterday the chancellor of the University of California, located in Berkeley, California, which is one of the garden spots of that fine state, he was asked about his escape hatch for his office, student protests at the campus. You know, a lot of colleges have these problems. And so the college apparently spent $9,000 of taxpayer money to build an escape hatch for him to get out of his office so that he can get away from students if they come to his office to protest.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I'm just going to let him know that if there's an escape hatch and if there's a way out, there's also a way in.
Yes.
So if anybody wants to get, you know, any protesters want to get closer.
And now that we know this, we can look for the escape hatch exit and make it an entrance, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. I wonder why it is. Do you ever protest when you were in college, any of you? Protest anything?
No. I barely went to class, so.
Really? See,
I've held you up as this virtuous person who's done all the right things through her entire life.
And I actually like rules, so, you know, you've got that for me.
I know that.
I was more of a protester in high school than college. By college,
really?
I was sort of disenfranchised. And then there's, you know, alcohol, so. Uh-huh.
No.
Typical college.
You drank in college? Oh, what an outrage that is. Okay, speaking of outrages, yesterday at this time, we were wondering about the fate of one Blago Blagojevich, who had asked a federal judge to let him out of jail early. You may recall that he had been sentenced to 14 years in the slammer for political corruption. Now, in Illinois and Chicago? How could that be?
I know. It seems so nice there.
Does that not work if you just nicely ask to get out of prison early?
Yes. Well, it doesn't work. It didn't work for him. Here's the story behind the story.
On Tuesday, disgraced former Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich appeared on a courtroom video. He was dressed in prison-issued clothing and his once dark hair now white. Blagojevich had requested that a judge consider cutting his 14-year sentence after an appeals court threw out some convictions related to his alleged attempt to sell or trade an appointment to Barack Obama's old Senate seat. Just a few moments ago, the judge came back with a verdict and rejected Blagojevich's appeal.
Now.
Blagojevich.
Right. Sounds like a polka party.
So that
Let's
big
go do
hair.
The Blagojevich.
So the big
Blago with the good hair. He's kind of like in Beyonce's song Lemonade, Becky with the good hair. It's Blago with the good hair.
Yeah. Well, apparently it's just all gray now, so maybe he was dyeing it before, because it was like such a mop on top of his head.
You think he was dyeing it?
He's probably a little stressed in the clink.
How can it be stressful being in the clink unless somebody's after you in the men's room all the time?
Well,
what is there that happens?
Yeah, I could be living life in prison. I would still feel horrible about being in prison because, you know, like, you're supposed to not want to be there.
Oh, is that what it is?
A lot of people like built-in stress of being disappointed.
A lot of people get arrested because they want to. It's a way to get three squares and then a roof over your head.
That is true. I actually know a couple of people who have that mentality.
Really? In your circle of friends, you have people that are jailbirds?
Uh-huh. One in particular who loved to go to sit in the library and read all day. Yeah.
Really? Do I know this person?
I don't know.
You want to tell me who it is?
Nope.
No. Okay. Nice. One thing about Jennifer is she can keep a secret. All right, we've been working over
the idea of having a third and possibly a fourth candidate on the dais for the presidential debates. And we're trying to come up with reasons, Jennifer. We can start this debate over again so that people who weren't listening earlier on can have the full impact of our thinking on this. Who are these people who are running this debate group that say 15%, you got to have 15%? Who put them in charge? They're not. I don't even know who they are. How dare they tell me that I can't see the candidate that I want to see and hear more about? Because there's some rule. Who put the
election committee?
Who are they?
I don't know. You know, but they do it way in advance. I mean, this is sort of, it was put together before election season really even began. It's the same principle behind the days that the debates were actually selected to take place. And you know, Donald Trump's been upset with them because many of them coincide with big football games and stuff like that. So they'll be distracted. Distractions and people maybe won't tune in, but this stuff was decided 18 months ago.
Yeah. Well, the way to do it was decided 18 months ago. Now they have to look at the polls, supposedly.
I understand why there's a minimum, because if not, think about how many people you would have on a presidential debate stage. I mean, it would be impossible to get
that far. No, there are only four people who have gotten that far at this point in time. There are only four that are under serious consideration, so those are the people that ought to be there. They're all under serious consideration. Everybody knows who Jill Stein is. They all know who Gary Johnson is. And if you don't, then you ought to know.
Jill Stein has a long way to go. Gary Johnson's a lot closer to 15%.
Why shouldn't she be included? Who come up?
I'm not saying she shouldn't be included. I'm just saying if the rule has been set at 15%, then you know Gary Johnson's very close to that, and he should absolutely have a podium.
And in your mind, these are the four candidates. I mean, in my mind, too, these are the four candidates that are picking up a little steam. But in other people's mind, well, if Jill Stein's up there, why can't Joe Blow be up there? Or why can't Evan McMullen be up there? And then all of a sudden, your debate stage. I mean, there are a lot of people that are running for president that you'll never even see because they haven't made enough signatures to get on a ballot, but they're running for president. You'd have a whole, I mean, it would be like Disneyland up on that stage.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't tell you guys, but I'm actually running
Mickey
for president.
Oh, really?
You know what? I'd vote for you, Kara.
Oh, thanks. Uh-huh. Oh, never mind. You're not going to vote for me anymore.
You just lost my vote.
Why? What'd she do?
Politics 101. Know your audience.
People's name.
Get the names right.
Kiss the babies. Remember the names.
Right.
Ew.
What do you mean, ew? What's wrong with that?
Kiss. That was a big popping kiss. Oh, boy.
In a moment, the best and worst voices in America. Who do you think has the best voice in America? I'll go through the list. Vin Scully's not on the list, but he ought to be.
That's right.
Because he's not a national figure. But he is thought of, Vin Scully is the voice of the Dodgers, retiring this year at the age of 87. I just assume he keep going until he can't, you know, he got to drop in front of the microphone. That would be the way to go out. But I think that's what I'm going to do. You think I'm going to stop doing this? Someday you'll just hear a...
I'll be like, Doug.
Doug? That'll be it. Over. You guys will have to carry on without me. It'll be the final three less one. That'll be it.
So should we call 911 or should we just keep going?
Keep going.
Wait till
on with the show.
You can't have dead air.
Although,
that guy.
Wait a minute. It could be that would actually be very dramatic. You'd probably get some pretty good rating. You could pick up some new affiliates out of it.
Probably.
And then
yeah,
we
I'll
could
put the 911 call on air.
Yeah.
Live. Yeah, that'll be exciting. Yeah.
Right.
Well, we could get Victoria Bullis to actually just channel you and just be your voice.
Well, you think that's funny?
That's very funny.
All right, there could be a plot here, though, because, ladies and gentlemen, if I'm not here tomorrow, you've heard, you've been an ear witness to history. You've heard these three plotting against me.
Then it'll be Victoria, Jennifer, and Victoria.
VJV.
All right, it's 16 past the hour.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get two croissant sandwich sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation varies.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
He sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like a four-pack of 3M Post-its for just $3. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
17 half the hour. Doug, Jennifer, Victoria. Jennifer, you want to be the big voice announcer?
Number 10.
Okay. Number 10 on the Best Voices in America list is Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, that's a good one. Number 9.
Number 9, Diane Sawyer. This is both men and women, by the way.
Okay. Number 8.
Number 8 is Mel Gibson. Is this exciting? People
Mel
find
Gibson?
This listening to voices. Yeah.
Oh, I love voices. Maybe, I don't know if it's just because of the profession that we're all in, but voices to me, they're awesome.
Yeah, Jen hears a lot of them.
I do.
She likes
in
them.
My head.
Yeah, that's where I thought she was going.
Where does it say the kid gets to slam one of the stars? Where does that come from?
Number 7.
Number 7 is Barbara Streisand.
Ew, really?
Oh, well, I voices. Mean, singing voice, yeah.
We're talking about voices, yes.
Speaking voice?
No. This is the Center for Voice Disorders at Wake Forest University doing a poll on voices, period. There was no voice, whether it's an announcer or whether it's a singer, it wasn't an actor. It's just voices that we all know.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Number 6.
Katie Couric.
Ugh, I find her voice so annoying.
I don't know. Should we just fast forward to number 1?
Number 5.
Going so well.
No,
who else is on the list?
That's pretty bad.
Number 1 is James Earl Jones.
Yes, that would be my vote. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Now, the top
Who's
5.
Who's number 2?
Let's just do the top 5, Jennifer, worst voices. All right.
Number 5.
Number 5 on the list of worst voices, Mike Tyson.
Okay. What?
Number 4.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Number 3.
Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh, but I love and hate his voice at the same time.
Awful. Number 2.
Roseanne Barr.
Yes. Number 1.
Fran Drescher.
Oh.
Yeah. Pretty bad.
Who was number 2 on the good side after Darth Vader?
Sean Connery.
Oh,
that's a good voice.
That guy can talk to me all day.
Oh, really?
He could be 109. I'd still go out with him.
Oh, yeah.
He practically is 109.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Where's Lewis?
He knows. He knows.
Yeah,
he knows about my
life.
Are you saying you're a two-timer? Is that how you roll?
There's might be a free pass.
Yeah, it might be my hall pass.
There's a hall pass? Really?
There's always a hall
pass. For certain celebrities.
Not in my life, there is no no hall passes in my life. So anyway, okay.
Maybe you need to renegotiate that agreement.
All right, enough said. 21 after the hour. This
is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Anybody else do this besides Hanson? Gotta be another recording of this around somewhere. Is there?
I mean, maybe somebody on YouTube covered it, but this is their song.
I think I could do that.
This is when they were babies. Listen to those young voices.
Sound like the Jackson 5.
Yeah, they do.
Michael and Jackson.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. That's Zach Hanson.
Yeah,
Hanson.
That's him right there.
Yeah. What was the story about Bob a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, Kara, do we have that? They did. They redid it. They did an acoustic version
of it. Awesome.
Yeah, it was actually really good.
Somewhere, if you give me a minute.
Okay.
Meanwhile, I'll tell the story of Zach Hanson, who has a new baby daughter named Mary Lucille Diana Hanson. He and his wife of 10 years, whose name is Kate, have their fourth child, born last Saturday. They said, "We're overjoyed to share the arrival of Mary." Let's see here. 8 pounds, 4 ounces. That's a good size baby. Named Lucille. We're going to go by Lucille. No, her name is Mary Lucille Diana. Born in Tulsa, Oklahoma. All right. This is the original version of Bop.
Sounds so good.
The hot one's still the hot one.
Into their sets during their U.S. stadium tour. They have taken some music from Prince, David Bowie, Chuck Berry, the Penguins.
Chuck Berry, listen to this. It's their take on Lucille. Yeah?
No, this is Johnny B. Good.
Oh!
Yeah, this is actually Michael J. Fox playing guitar.
Really? Wow. How is Michael J. Fox connected to Coldplay?
He came out on
this song, right?
Yeah. He played this song in Back to the Future, and they brought him out on stage to play guitar.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah.
And this for a guy with advanced Parkinson's, he is amazing on guitar.
Not bad. Philadelphia's Lincoln Financial Field. Chris Martin busted out with Streets of Philadelphia. How to endear yourself to the crowd.
Chicago, they did Sweet Home Chicago, the old blues song. When I saw them in Jersey, they did Jersey Girl. It was great.
So they endear themselves to the audience. Very smart. Very smart. Yeah. Good. I think he's becoming quite mature, frankly, as a performer. Smart. Good. All right. So that's Coldplay. This is Hot Play. I'm Doug with Jen and Victoria, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Summertime is here. We're out there barbecuing, enjoying ourselves. The sun's out. We're having a grand old time. But there are five very dangerous barbecue foods for your dogs. Ribs. Any meat on a bone is a recipe for disaster when it comes to your dog. It's likely your dog will want to chew the bone, and that can really get stuck in their digestive tract. Corn on the cob, the same problem. Dogs love corn on the cob, but the large cob can cause intestinal blockage as well. Too much fatty meat. While hamburger meat and steak isn't toxic for dogs, ingestion of too much of these fatty meats can result in pancreatitis. Symptoms include diarrhea, vomiting, and abdominal pain. Onion, whether it's being used as burger garnish or chopped up, should be kept away from your dogs entirely. And stay away from those desserts. That's really important. We want to make sure that your dogs enjoy the barbecue as much as you do. Bring some of their own fresh treats out instead of giving them things off the barbecue. I'll more next time.
Not all projects offer enough space to swing a hammer. Now you can drive a nail in tight spaces with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Hammerhead Auto Hammer. With an adjustable head that pivots 0, 45, and 80 degrees, you can work on projects in tight corners or overhead with ease. Plus, two built-in LED lights and a convenient magnetic sleeve that helps position the nail will make your next project a breeze. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Oh, wow. You're actually wearing your hair down tonight.
Yeah, because I finally decided that I love my hair. I figured out the solution for my morning frizz, midday poof, and even next day bedhead. It's Frizz E Secret Weapon Touch-Up Cream by John Frieda.
Well, you and your hair look flawless.
Flawless and touchable. Feel.
Oh.
See? It's soft. Smooth ends, no flyaways, shiny.
Well, I clearly need to get some because your hair looks amazing.
Frizz E Secret Weapon.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
How do you do? 34 after the hour. I'm Doug with Jen and Victoria on the air with our different perspectives on the news. For example, the story of a farmer in Germany admits he fed a dead body to his pigs. Man passed away last year. The farmer had power of attorney, put the corpse in a freezer. Last week he let it thaw out and he fed it to his pigs.
So is this supposed to be like the opposite? Like we feed pigs to people, so
right, feed
giving
people
them
to
a
pigs.
Little, giving them a little taste of what they're right. missing out on.
You know what this bacon tastes like? It tastes like Joe. It's just weird.
Joe Mama. All right,
was
so authorities
in the sauce wasn't that fried green tomatoes?
That's right.
Said the farmer got the idea to feed it to the animals from a different religions that either burn the dead or feed them to animals. A farmer has been charged with fraud and improper burial.
Wait, so important question. Is this like a friend? Where did the body come from? Who is the body?
The guy, it was his friend, and he died, and the friend gave him power of attorney, basically said, you do whatever you want with my body. So he decided to feed the body to the pigs.
Do you know that that's in the cards, like when you give someone power of attorney, like, I'm going to sign everything over. And do you care if he feeds you to the pigs? I don't know. I mean, I may have to put some stipulations in, I think.
All right. Send your will around, Jennifer.
Right?
Yeah. The Olympics Final Five U.S. women's gymnastics team. This is the last time. The reason they're the Final Five is because no more are they going to be allowed to have five finalists in gymnastics. After this year, they're going to only have four gymnastics per team. Gymnasts, not gymnastics, gymnasts. Did you know that? Who knew that?
Yeah, I just found that out yesterday.
Of course, Karen knew.
I know.
Yeah, our Olympic correspondent.
Yes. I watched the trials this year, and whenever they compete, and then it takes them like 11 minutes to narrow it down to the top five, so they just have to like sit in a room by themselves while the whatever judges figure it out. And now it's going to take them, you know, 40 minutes to figure out the top four. How do they do that?
All right, the reason I have Kara handy by is because she helps
I'm
us
here.
To pronounce the names of these winners. For example, Elena Svitolina, is that how you pronounce the name, the tennis player?
Sounds good to me.
Svitolina knocked out Serena Williams yesterday. Have you looked at these people as they're playing? Wow, what athletes. Look, terrific, they really had it. And let's see, who else did well? Michael Phelps, round of applause for him. His 20th and 21st Olympic gold medals. Let's see, how many has he got all together? I think he's got, what, 30 or 40? How many medals does he have?
I think he has 25 now, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. Which is, yeah, more than anyone ever has had.
Mallory Pugh, soccer player, scored big in last night's match against Colombia. So what do we know about her? Anything that stands out other than she's a good soccer player? I don't know much about her.
Yeah, this is actually one soccer player that I don't know anything about.
Really?
Caught me off guard.
Perfect. Okay, so we better move on then. And other than to say, a television report coming up in a few minutes, maybe we talk about the sexist coverage of female athletes in the TV report, Jennifer? Or
sure.
Do we do it now?
Well,
either or.
Why don't we do it now? I mean, why wait? Something that juicy? I mean, come on.
NBC announcers being criticized with good reason, it would appear, for being sexist pigs, in essence. There is a study of how women versus men, when it comes to the Olympics, are being treated, handled, and what the announcers actually are saying. In some cases, they're completely ignoring the story of the women doing well, whatever their accomplishments are, if their husbands or their boyfriends happen to be as famous or more famous than they are. And so you see any number of examples of this. The story of Corey Cogdell, three-time Olympian in trap shooting. She's been medaled in Rio. She did well in Beijing. Chicago Trib wanted to talk about her husband, who is a lineman for the Bears. They left her name out of the story. Said, American woman wins, and there. Now here's the story of her husband. And I just think NBC should know better and ought to be able to do better than they are. It just doesn't. It doesn't feel like they're really kind of organized. Is that just me having gone in and out? I'm certainly not making a career or watching all this stuff, but I'm not impressed with what I read and or hear.
Yeah.
About their coverage. Am I right or not?
I think you're right. I mean, it seems to be on social media. People are very disappointed with the level of professionalism, and I wish I had seen what Jennifer saw with Bob Costas
so
on the beach.
Bob Costas sitting on the beach, right? He's got, like, they have their little NBC stand. And there's this older gentleman who's in the tiniest of tiny, like, man bikinis. Yeah. And he's got this big old gut, and he walks up behind Bob Costas' head. And he's rubbing, like, just disgustingly slow, rubbing suntan lotion into his belly. And then he's starting to do stretches.
Costas is doing a report?
Oh, Costas,
really?
I swear. I was watching it early Sunday morning, and it was like, that was the best part of the Olympics for me, was watching this dude rubbing his sunscreen. I mean, he looked like such a pervert. And then after he's done rubbing in, he starts flailing his arms back and forth, kind of doing his stretches like he's getting ready to go jump into the ocean.
Really?
Fantastic. Yeah, it was great. I mean, NBC's, just to be in their set, there are a lot of events, there are a lot of moving parts, and there are a lot of networks that they have to coordinate coverage for, but there's always been, to me, this element of sort of just wait and see what happens with with Olympic coverage, whether it's NBC or not, because of that. So it's very sort of casual. The Olympics are very slow. That's the reason I don't really watch it. It's like, I don't know, it's just weird.
Well, I watched yesterday, and they went on a shopping trip with Adriana Lima. Around to pick out bathing suits, figure out what bikinis
Olympic.
You should wear on
Let's
the
take
real
a Victoria's Secret model. Yeah,
and
exactly.
They're not trying to get the fashion show at all to bring in viewers. Please,
I'm kind of lost in all of this.
I'm amazed. But there's so many side shows to all of these things. There is, if you try to keep up with all of it. That's why I'm happy to listen and defer to Jennifer and Victoria and Kara. Let's do some food news. How many people love to eat avocados? Raise your hands, please.
Yummy, me.
Yum. All right, but you're doing so at a cost, Jennifer.
Uh-oh.
We in America have become the highest users of avocados in the world. We're importing them at what a Mexican farmer is saying is an alarming rate. Apparently, what's going on here is that we are responsible for the deforestation of the pine forests in Mexico, central Mexico, because the farmers want to clear out their land to put up more orchards for avocados.
Avocados?
Avocados. And so we have the demand for avocados has grown
because people are figuring, oh, this is good for you. All this stuff. I don't really like avocados. There's something about their texture.
I never liked them until I had this beautiful, gigantic tree, and now I love them.
Really? So you have a tree in your backyard?
Front yard and backyard,
Does a homeless woman come in and steal them?
No, but people do steal them. It's a real
Well, they're expensive to buy.
Mm-hmm. Years ago, probably 6 or 7 years ago, after one of the first moments I was in my house and I was homesick from work and I was laying in my bed and I was kind of taking a nap, and I looked out the window and I saw the tree moving, but I realized there was no wind, and so I looked out and there were these clippers going by my window. I thought, what is this? Some guy was on the street clipping branches out of the tree and pulling the branches into the street to put the avocados off of them.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
On public property.
Yeah.
I have a right to them.
Right.
All right. Also in food news, if you are a consumer of walnuts and select other whole foods, if you eat walnuts and other whole foods as part of a healthy diet, this may be associated with a reduced risk of physical function impairments as you get older. Here's Rick Roberts with something that you can listen very carefully to because we'll test you on it later.
A new study suggests that consuming a quarter to a half cup of walnuts per week is associated with reduced risk of developing impairments in physical function in women. Dr. Michael Roizen, Chief Wellness Officer of the Cleveland Clinic, has more.
This research is a big deal. Not only was it derived from the 54,000-plus women in the Nurses' Health Study, but it looked at my favorite topic, delaying disability as you age. I want to stay mobile, and mobility is a key to independence.
The simple message from this study is that eating an overall healthy diet, including certain foods such as walnuts and other whole foods, may help women with the ability to do key everyday tasks as they age.
It's important to love and be loved by the foods you choose. Some of my favorite ways to enjoy the whole foods looked at in the study are to add walnuts to oatmeal, eat pears or apples as snacks, or add orange slices and walnuts to salads full of romaine and leaf lettuce.
For more information, go to walnuts.org. Now you're in the know from the California Walnut Commission.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
This report is brought to you by Pilot Pen. Up to 43% of U.S. students face bullying and cyberbullying while in school, and 6 out of 10 teenagers witness bullying in schools once a day. The statistics are alarming, which makes it even more important to help erase this issue in our schools. Pilot Pen is partnering with Stomp Out Bullying, the leading national bullying prevention organization, to help raise awareness and erase bullying for good. Greta Monahan, lifestyle expert, TLC star, mother.
It's vital that you pay attention and ask questions if something seems to be wrong with your child. We need to empower children to stand up for themselves and others when they witness bullying, and monitor your child's online activity in a way that will help you recognize and address signs of cyberbullying.
Pilot wants to make sure that students have the best tools and are primed for learning this year. Pilot's Frixie and Clicker erasable pen has revolutionary ink formulated to write smoothly and erase cleanly, helping to reduce back-to-school stress. For more, visit helperasebullying.com.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves install waterfalls in their living rooms. The have-dones enjoy local water parks and hundreds of other weekend activities. Mini golf? Think Groupon. Museum? Think Groupon. Summer fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
Hi, Jennifer has the latest on Roger Ailes after I bring you up to date on the new American Horror Story. Could be about Charles Manson. Next season of American Horror Story centered on Manson. Clues from new promotional items seem to back that up. As a number of fans pointed out on social media yesterday, one promo scene called Lullaby looks quite a bit like the message Manson girlfriend Susan Atkins left in Sharon Tate's body, in the blood of Sharon Tate on the floor of the house where her body was found. Why do we do this? Why do we think this is, to spend an entire season or even 1 minute on this no-good SOB, to glorify what he's done? This is a series on FX, been around for quite a long time, and
This is going to glorify what he did. I think that there's an entire generation, and I'm included in this. I don't really know the whole story.
You're not
but
missing
I know
anything.
It's a really famous story.
Let me tell you something. You're missing nothing. You don't need to know anything about Charles Manson. Nothing. Zero. There's nothing. There's no really good reason for his name or for what he did to be part of our culture.
Because not only was he a murderer, not only did he kill people, but he was just a cultist, brainwashing...
Maniacal.
Yeah. No, I don't think that there's anything good about him, but the story of the people following him and then the celebrity aspect of it is... I mean, it's I understand the appeal and I understand why there's an intrigue about it.
You leave me. I
people who tend to glamorize these serial killers too, or nuts, for whatever reason they want to. There's an allure about trying to figure out what makes them tick. Ugh,
yes,
I don't know if you can ever figure it out. I don't even know if you want to.
Yeah. All right, Jen, what's on tonight?
Well, of course, you've got the Olympics tonight, but I'm here to provide alternatives, right?
Good.
So if you're tired of the Olympics, there are other things that you can do. First of all, there are some perfectly delicious replays on TV tonight. Modern Family on ABC at 10. It's when Nathan Lane's character Pepper returns. He's always good for a laugh. Castle, the 6th season finale, is repeating on TNT. So these are some good moments if you want to watch some good TV shows. You can do it. If you want something brand new and juicy, Hollywood Medium Botched by Nature, Botched Post-Op. That's the show on E. It airs at 8 Eastern. It's a medium and two traveling plastic surgeons, by the way. And it's in like this Talking Dead ripoff. So you can actually watch them, like the medium and the plastic surgeons work together to create
Wow.
art on people's faces. It's pretty fun. All right. Now some Roger Ailes news.
Yes, what? Let's hear about Roger Ailes, please.
So the latest bit of
former
dirt.
Former president of Fox News, yes.
We've heard all the women that have come out and said that Roger Ailes somehow sexually assaulted them or offended them. Well, now a CNN host, Brian Stelter, is saying that there was a spy that pretended to date him to gather intel on the network. So the claim is that Roger Ailes would get women to go on dates with people from CNN and people from MSNBC and competing networks to gather intel, and lure them in.
Can you spell obsession?
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Mind. The only person I know who can get inside to any pet's mind is Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. And so he's here with us to extol the value and virtue of things that are important to your pet. For example, if you're thinking about moving, I'm going to give you a list of the most pet-friendly cities and the worst when it comes to being pet-friendly. So we'll have a list. We love this. Everybody loves lists. So we have a list that's prepared. Warren will have his comments for us in a moment. It's 54 past the hour.
Did you know that dogs can get the flu? It's serious and very contagious. Chicago-based veterinarian Dr. Natalie Marks.
The dog flu spreads quickly in urban areas, doggy daycares, and dog parks. That's why it's so important for dog owners to know the facts to keep their four-legged friends healthy.
If This Dog Could Talk is a campaign raising awareness for the dog flu, something that's only been present in this country since 2003. Dr. Natalie Marks.
The best treatment option for the dog flu is effective prevention. There are vaccines available. You should speak with your veterinarian to decide if your pet is at risk.
Visit doginfluenza.com and follow hashtag IfThisDogCouldTalk on Twitter. That's doginfluenza.com and follow hashtag IfThisDogCouldTalk on Twitter.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
All right, let's check with Warren on this list prepared by someone who obviously needs to get a life. Actually, this was done by Wallet Hub. Their number crunchers compared creature friendliness in the largest cities in our country based on 19 key metrics, Warren. the amount of pet care providers that are in the city, how much they cost, that sort of thing. So you want me to go through the list of most pet-friendly cities, the best ones or the worst ones? Which one do you want first?
Let's take a look at a couple of the best ones and a couple of the worst ones.
All right. The most pet-friendly city in our country is Orlando.
Orlando, Florida. That's kind of interesting.
Orlando, Florida. Yep. That's it's least expensive. There are more vets there, et cetera, et cetera. Let's see here. Also on that list is Tampa, Scottsdale, Arizona, Reno, Cincinnati, Las Vegas, and St. Louis, all pet-friendly cities in the top 10. On the other side, the least pet-friendly city in America is New York, because it's very expensive to get pet care in New York. Now, didn't you used to live in New York for a while?
Yeah, I lived in New York most of my life, and I worked with most of the top veterinarians in New York City. You have to understand that the cost of living factor. For example, I'm in Sedona, Arizona. So you can probably rent an office here as a veterinarian, set it up probably for $800 or $700 a month, okay?
Wow.
You can't get a cabinet in New York for that much money. So the cost of living, the cost of expenses, the cost of renting, the cost of building is so much higher. So the veterinary cost really flexibility. I understand that aspect of it. In terms of the best city, though, I want the city that has the most dog-friendly parks. City where the city council, for example, I'm just doing a story coming up this week in South of Australia, but could happen here. Two little girls are hiding their dog because the city council said it should be killed. It's barking too much. Want to find a city where you have people that think the same as you do. And I love New York, I think, is a great city to have a pet, though, based on the fact that they're more socialized than any other place in America.
Yeah. The other thing that's in this list or the consideration is number of pet stores, pet service areas, not just veterinarians, but where you can bring your dog to have care, animal shelters, even pet-friendly restaurants. So Jersey City, New Jersey is on this list of least pet-friendly cities, Victoria.
Oh, yeah.
Chicago, Los Angeles, Warren.
And that surprises me that it's not, but you know, it's such a large spread out area. I'm sure if they went city by city, for example, I'm sure in Santa Monica or Beverly Hills or certain parts, there's much better treatment than if you go into like Compton.
Yep. Somebody dyed their dog to look like a Pokemon. People are not happy about this. Have you seen some of the Twitter conversation? People upset. Peter weighing in saying no one should need to be told that dogs are smart, sensitive, and not toys. How would you dye a dog's hair?
Oh, they do that all the time. I've seen purple dogs, green dogs, dog green for St. Patrick's Day, American flag.
My God, really?
And now they're even tattooing dogs, which is abusive as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
It embarrasses the dog. If your dog is born brown, please leave him brown. He'll enjoy his life brown the way he is, I promise.
They get a little gray here and there as they get older, but that's really going too far. Warren Eckstein, check out thepetshow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.